You're back. Nikesh Patel. I have to say your whole name. I can't just say Nikesh.
Well, I hope you can relax and eventually drop my surname just because it feels like I'm in trouble. It feels like Gabby Roslin's telling me off.
But I've met you many times. In fact, in really strange circumstances, which we will share. But, okay, Nikesh. But you're Nikesh Patel.
We'll work into it. We'll work into
so
it.
So you're back on Devil's Hour, Season 2.
Season 2, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. It's because we were meant to, this season was meant to be out a year ago. And then the strikes happened.
Yes.
In Hollywood. So, you know, quite rightly, no one was putting anything out. But it does mean that this big sort of juicy mystery that was left kind of teased at the end of
cliffhanger.
Season 1.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know, it's quite a long cliffhanger.
It's a really high cliff.
Yeah, it's a really high cliff.
And we were left, we've got no fingernails left.
That's, yeah, very good.
Holding on.
Working metaphor.
Yeah. But we it's okay because somebody's there to pull us up.
Yeah.
And to tell us what's happening.
I'm straining to think of more climbing-related jargon now, but yeah.
Do we need crampons?
Crampons.
Is that
chalk?
What they're called?
Do you use chalk outside? Yeah, crampons are the sort of mini pickaxe things.
And what are the things you put on the front of your feet? On your shoes? Those are crampons.
Those are crampons.
Those are crampons. You see, Will knows about crampons.
Thanks, Will.
Will, how do you know about crampons? Will has used a crampon once.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you used a crampon?
I can't say I've ever used a crampon. It's a great word, though, isn't it?
It's a really good word. So we're going to talk about Devil's Hour, but we also have to... Well, there's so many things. You know I'm going to Starstruck.
Yes, of course.
Because...
We had a chance encounter, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
But also, I was obsessed, as you know, because when the first time we chatted, but also... I didn't know. And you got out of a car and you were going to film in this house and I was walking because I walk everywhere. And then suddenly you were there.
Yeah.
About to start filming. And I was like oh, this is what you do. I was just... And the security guard.
I felt... You're Gabby Roslin.
No, but you're Nikesh Patel.
No.
And then the security guard.
The two are not the same.
Because the security guard...
Oh, no. Why, was he nice?
He was lovely.
Yeah, good.
So the security guard, I walked past and the security guard very sweetly said, oh, you're Gabby Roslin. I said, oh, hello. He said, this is where they film at the moment, Starstruck. And then you drew up and the door opened.
Hey,
and you came out. And I was just... And I was stuffed. I couldn't... I felt like
the whole
thing
was staged for your benefit.
Episode of Starstruck. I loved that show.
Oh, me too.
So much.
Yeah, what a gift.
Please, can you do some more?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I think, rightly, the creators have decided that it ends where it ends.
I know, but I love it.
Because otherwise you flog it, you know? You know, like, but what I would... I've never said it to Rose, but I'm committing it to your podcast. What I would love is if there was like in the future.
A one-off.
Or where are they now? Yeah.
Yes.
Just because I think there's something fun with that. Because I think that's
leave
one of the...
Leave her a voice note.
Say again?
Are you still friends?
Oh, yeah.
Get your phone. Leave her a voice note now. Oh, do it now.
Come on.
Leave her a voice note on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a first for the podcast. Reason to be joyful. Getting Rose to write some more Starstruck. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So press the thing.
Hi, Rose. I'm with Gabby Roslin right
now. Hello, Rose. Rose, please, please, can we have some more Starstruck?
She wants more Starstruck.
Because I love you and I love Nikesh Patel because you have to call him Nikesh Patel.
Full name.
And please, can you do some more Starstruck?
So, the ball's in your court, buddy. Look, I'm thinking like a special in 20 years when we're...
Oh, no. So I can't wait that long. No, 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank
Sending.
You.
There we go.
Yes!
But look, the thing is, because I was a huge Rose fan.
She's brilliant. She's very clever.
She's fantastic.
Funny.
So I've been to see a couple of her shows and just thought this person's great. And then whenever it was, summer of 2020, where, you know, lockdown, full COVID, most actors thought, okay, we're not allowed outside. I think it's going to be a little while before I'm allowed to do any acting. That doesn't seem high on the list of priorities. Weirdly, it was because people needed stuff.
We really needed it.
Yeah, I got sent this script.
We should explain who Rose is. For people who haven't seen Star Trek.
Yeah, okay. Rose Matafeo.
It's very funny.
Multi-hyphenate, I think it's fair to say. She is a comedian, of course. She is an actress. She is a writer. And... by the final season, she was director of this show.
She directed it as well.
Yeah, she co-directed season three. Yeah. Yes. But also, like, just shy of, like, wrote the theme tune. She, the font, the Starstruck font, that's Rose. She handmade these, like, zines during production because, you know, obviously she didn't have enough going
on. You're not joking?
No.
I thought you were joking.
The Starstruck font is Rose.
Well, is it now a font called Rose font?
I don't know. I should find out. She should license it and, you know.
That's extraordinary.
That could be a handy little earner.
How did she have so much time?
While
she's writing,
know.
Directing,
I think it's I'm in awe of it. But she, every Friday without fail while we were filming, you know, you get on a, well, maybe for those who don't know, when you're on a when you're working on a production, you get a call sheet every day which has got all the information for, you know, who's got to go where and stuff. Friday there would always be a little Starstruck newsletter, and it would just be like trivia and.
She did that as well.
Yeah. So about early in the week, it'd be like, guys, don't forget to send Rose your submissions for this week's newsletter.
So I love her even more now.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. And one thing that I'm really excited about is that she is going to be in the sequel to Moana, which is a near-perfect film already, in my opinion. So the fact that they're making a sequel that my friend's going to be in it, that's very cool.
It's pretty cool that you can call her your friend as well. Yeah. That's Rose.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my word. Yeah, I mean, your whole list, your address book must be quite something. I mean, yeah, but where I'm not, I don't want, no, this no. is about you. No, no. Can we just talk about the last, you know, celebrity? So you've had a baby.
I've had a baby.
You also were hunted.
I was hunted some time ago now, but yeah.
When did you do Celebrity Hunted?
How
last
did I?
Year?
No, I did it. Oh, God, my memory's fudge now, but I think.
Well, we saw it last year, didn't we?
Yes. Okay, yes. But we shot it the year before.
Oh!
Yeah, so...
So you knew... Oh, this is really stupid of me to say this.
No, not at all.
You
it is
knew
confusing.
What was happening while we were watching it. You knew because it was all over.
Well, can I be very honest? Because we knew how it went.
Yes.
We were like, because you're at the mercy of the edit.
Yes.
And...
That's TV!
Yeah, all right. Spoilers. Spoiler alert for anyone who's going to go and watch the season of Celebrity Hunted that my wife and I are in. We don't do great, which was a source of some disappointment, particularly when you had James Acaster and Ed Gamble being idiots and basically trying to get caught the whole time.
But I do love them.
And they couldn't get caught before us. But essentially, I'm going to blame the pandemic because I got COVID just before we set off.
Just blame that for everything.
Yeah,
which
slowed us down, which meant I had to start Celebrity Hunted from my flat. No one else had to start from, you know, London. It's a lot easier to get tracked.
What's really weird, if you were to do Celebrity Hunted now, you don't look like you. When you walked in...
Oh, it's because I've just got out of my beard.
You don't have your beard and your hair's shorter and you're
there's, yeah, there's
different.
A there's a... Well, it's for it was for work. I did something...
Is this something you can't mention?
Something I can't mention.
Oh.
But I think it will become clear what I'm talking about when it comes out. I had to have a very silly beard.
Oh, in the thing you're doing?
In the thing I'm doing, which meant the beard that I went into the makeup truck with. And I was like, well, this is what I've got. And they went, yeah, but can we take this bit off?
So the upper lip?
The upper lip. So I had a very thick chin strap beard. And luckily I was only filming for a few days, but it was...
Are you Father Christmas?
Was a little bit. I looked a little bit sort of...
No, I'm trying to work out who needs a beard. Oh!
I know. As soon as I'm allowed,
okay,
I'll tell you. It'll be after.
Does Rose know?
Rose doesn't know. Although, yeah. Oh my God. So there's this weird thing about beards that's sort of relevant, if I can...
Yeah, go
so
to beard land.
I bearded for Starstruck.
Yeah.
And then going from Starstruck to filming The Devil's Hour,
yeah,
where in season one, my character is clean shaven.
Yes.
In season two, spoilers for the next 5-10 seconds for anyone who hasn't watched The Devil's Hour yet.
It's out. It's out now.
Yeah, it's out. Catch up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Do you have a beard in it?
There's a timeline where I've got no beard and a timeline where
you
I
have
one.
Beard.
So I had to have a prosthetic beard made up.
Oh, it was not your bit.
Because there'd be days of filming, but filming, unfortunately, isn't... I'd love for it to be... Well, we'll shoot all the scenes where he's got no beard or, you know...
Yeah.
And then he can shave. No, it's all dependent on, like, budgets and locations. And we've got to shoot everything in this location. So that there'd be a morning where I'd be... I'd have to have the beard on. And then in the afternoon, they go, right, take the beard off. And,
how weird is somebody who is a bearded... Somebody who can beard?
It's quite nuts,
to
right?
Beard?
I can grow my own.
Yes.
But they weren't interested in that.
Okay.
But yeah,
you look like you did in the season one now.
Yeah.
Because you're clean shaven.
Yeah.
But you don't look like you did in Starstruck. And,
I don't, yeah.
But also all the other stuff. So you were in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I was, yeah. Clean shaven.
Clean shaven.
Like, each job now, each credit comes with a beard rating.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite something to do that. I remember when it came out and it was like, everyone was saying, oh, Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's on TV. Oh, it was one of those things. I think it's such an extraordinary film.
Yeah.
That everybody knows. And then the show happened and everyone was talking about it.
It was, yeah, it was, you definitely felt the weight of the film in some ways that was really helpful, obviously.
Okay, in a good way.
Yeah, because you've got like an amazing, sorry to get corporate, like bit of branding there, yeah. You know. But the film is, so I had never watched the film. Till I got, I know.
What?
Big gap in my knowledge.
What and, are you talking about?
That wasn't conscious. It was just, it passed me by.
Has your wife, had she ever?
Yeah.
She's, she did.
Yeah. My wife also is a huge Love Actually fan.
Yeah.
And got a good one taste. Thing I would say about the Four Weddings series is, despite the name, it's full of like Easter eggs for anyone who's a Richard Curtis
yes,
fan. Yeah,
it really, it is. I watched it. I love it.
And it's great, like, I feel like it's sort of perfect for this time of year.
Yeah,
in a different way to the Devil's Hour. If you don't like the spooky stuff, it's like a glass of wine in a blanket show.
It's duvet telling.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a wonderful experience to be part of. And you know, Mindy Kaling was the yes. showrunner on it. There's a very surreal day when they got all the cast together for the big cast read through, which when it's for a show that's, you know, it's an American show, it's for Hulu. It's this huge room of people and loads of execs on like Zoom watching.
Ooh.
Yeah, quite. And then
were
I
you
just,
nervous?
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked up and there was Mindy Kaling and Richard Curtis, who was an exec producer on it, who's lovely.
Isn't he lovely?
You're like, oh, okay. But no, it was wonderful. And what I really like is that it's clearly made with a lot of love for the film, but is... You
but
know,
it stands up on its own.
Yeah.
If you know. Haven't seen... So have you seen the film since? So you said you hadn't seen the film.
Well, I got the job and I was like, I need to watch the film. Not because I wanted to sort of like nick anything, but I was like, it's kind of silly now. And one day Gabby Roslin is going to ask me if I've watched the film.
If you watched the film and you have.
And when I watched it, I remember I had a memory of childhood of being in the living room while my mum was watching it, because there's that famous beginning where... Hugh Grant's effing and jeffing.
Yes.
And I suddenly just remembered, oh, my mum watched that, but I didn't know what it was. But I was like...
She wouldn't want you to hear that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nikesh, did she call you just Nikesh, not Nikesh Patel?
No, my mum's never... You know what? That's some serious trouble I'm in. If my mum ever called me Nikesh Patel, I'd have to text her and be like, are you being held hostage?
So she watched it and then you went and watched it before you made it. And it was it's joyous. It's still there. You can still watch
it's a lot
it.
Of fun. Yeah.
That's the big difference now. I think Starstruck you can get on iPlayer.
Starstruck's all on
it's
iPlayer.
It's still there.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, just watch. I love, you know. Just...
And also I will say it's very bingeable because each season is shorter than a Marvel movie. Because they're like six. Well, maybe shorter than like a really long Marvel movie. Six 22-minute episodes.
Only 22 minutes?
Yeah.
And then also Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl, yeah. So that we did... Yeah, I played a centaur in that. That was very fun. Another sort of interesting casting experience because, you go in and you put yourself on tape with the casting director and then the follow-up call from that is like, right, well, this is a big film. Ken Branagh's directing it. Disney's making it. So there will probably be lots of stages. And they went, right, they want you back again, but Ken wants to shoot the centaur practically. And there was a pause, and then I went, what does that mean? It's like, well, he wants the actor playing Foley, which is the character I played, to be on stilts. up, right? Like, so can you have an hour's stilts workshop with the stunt team?
Had you ever been on stilts before?
No, of course not. And then,
what do you mean, of course not? You might have.
Yeah, is that actually a drama school? I went to drama school. It's kind of mad. They'd like be a tree, walk on stilts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I spent an hour walking on stilts and then...
Without
which is hilarious.
Holding on?
No, without holding on. Whoa. I was up. Yeah.
So they bound your feet in it. How did you...
And then...
How do you learn to... We have to go into this. How do you learn to stilt walk?
Look, I did it for an hour.
Okay.
And
you didn't hold on to anything.
I didn't hold on to anything. And two things you can't do when you're on stilts, or two things, let me be clear, I couldn't do when I was on stilts, is stand completely still, because this will be lost on audio, but basically you've got to...
No, it's on YouTube as well.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So you're constantly having to do that, which feels quite horsey.
Yes.
To keep your balance. And then...
But you've got... Don't you have two other legs as well at the back?
Yeah, that was VFX.
Oh, you literally had just the stilts.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the other thing you can't do is feel what's under your feet. So on a film set where you're like, can you just stand and hit that mark? It was quite interesting. But hey, I got through the selection process because I did my job on stilts.
Okay, so you had to go and do an hour of stilt walking.
And then go and do a screen test on the set of Artemis Fowl, which is when I met Ken for the first time. Lovely.
Look at you, Ken.
Yeah, but I know, but yeah.
Ken.
Sir Kenneth
Mindy.
Brenner.
Mindy.
Sir Kenneth Ken. Brenner. Oh no!
Look at you.
Am I being gross?
That's what I said at the very beginning. Your phone book is quite something. So yes, and then he just said, "Be the centaur."
Be the centaur, because he wanted that from a practical point of view. He wanted to make sure that I had the height over all these, you know, various little sort of elfy people in the world of the film. It did mean that the first time I met Dame Judi Dench, I am going to drop that one.
Yeah,
because anyone would.
Oh, you have to. The DJ.
I was looming over DJ, and she just came and said, "Well, I hope you don't fall over on me." And I was like,
"Oh." But please do name drop. I mean, they're just extraordinary people to work with.
Oh,
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
And Judi Dench.
Really exciting.
Richard Curtis. I mean, what a list of things. And this is. What I mean, you didn't. You grew up in London, didn't you?
I did. Yeah,
London boy.
Yeah.
And then you went off. You were at Guildhall.
Yeah.
So you knew this is what you wanted to do.
Quite late, I think. I think when I was at uni, I did an English literature degree. Can't even say it. which was a sort of looking back, a classic. I don't know what I want to do yet, but I'm going to do this thing that I'm really passionate about, and buy myself some time. And then while I was at uni, I was like, you know what? One thing that sort of passed me by a little bit at school was being in a play. That looks fun.
So you never had done that at school?
I dabbled a bit, but I don't think... I kind of wanted to get my teeth into it. You know, it's that thing of go to uni and try out stuff. So I auditioned for a couple of plays, found it quite intimidating and cliquey, and then eventually got into one and then just got the bug. And then by the end of uni, I was spending more time learning lines than I was revising for my finals. And it was friends of mine that I made at uni that were going, "Have you thought about applying to drama school?" And it was just that, you know, I wasn't closed off to opportunities or anything growing up, but that world, the world of the industry, I didn't really know. It wasn't part of my day to day. So I was like, "Oh, okay, what's drama school?" And then, I did that for another 3 years. My poor parents, though.
6 years.
Yeah, 6 years in education. And they were like, it's a very good question. Is there much work as an actor? And I was like, that's not an important question. I just want to do it because I'm really passionate about it. And then, thankfully.
They must be so hugely proud.
I think so. It's just nice when you're in something and you can just be like, "This is on if you want to watch it."
Oh, that's just so lovely. I love that you blushed when you said that. It's so sweet. So you've just had a baby, or you haven't?
Yeah.
Or wife has just had a baby. Yeah. How's that all going?
It's great.
10 months, 8 months, nine months.
Nine months. Yeah. She's the best. It's such a cliche, but like everything changes, doesn't it? And like how you see the world. I'm much more emotional, which is great.
Yeah.
And also, I think suddenly now you're like, okay, all the decisions I'm making for myself, they're also in some ways about her, which I don't think necessarily has to be. Sometimes it's like that feels quite weighty, and sometimes it's like, oh, that gives me a bit of clarity, actually. Like,
that's lovely. Do you feel differently about the industry now? I mean, going off and filming, because you're all over
the place. Yeah, maybe. There's an element of that. I think there's just an extra level of criteria now when you're kind of deciding what you want to do next. It's like, if it's away, okay, how long? You know, the days of doing Indian Summers for... Yeah. I certainly could do it now, six months in.
When was that? How long ago? That was four...
That was over 10 years ago now.
No.
Yeah, when we shot it, at
I
least
can't
10 years ago.
That's so weird.
I know.
I would have thought that trippy, before 4 or 5 years ago.
No, 10 years
that's
ago.
Massive.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have done the most wonderful things, and you will carry
I've
on.
I've been
obviously.
Very lucky. You know, I've got
no,
to work.
No,
yeah.
Don't
yeah.
say that. It's because you're really good at what you do.
Thanks,
but also,
that's very kind.
Here's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Please, will you do more comedy? Obviously, because I love Star Trek.
It's not weird at all. I love it.
Because you're just, it's like, that's what you should be doing.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, you know
you
what?
You and your wife should write stuff together.
Yeah. I'd be, she's very talented. So that's not a bad idea. I love it. And I think as well in the last few years, it was gradual, actually. It started with Four Weddings where kind of, you know, I was sort of the straight man in that world, really. I mainly had to take care of the rom part, and occasionally I had a bit of com. But then you're working with all these amazing comedians, and you're like, oh, that looks really fun, and you're just learning. And then so I think by the time Starstruck came along, again, on paper, similar sort of thing, but what was great over the three seasons where they're like, I think Tom's going to unravel a bit, actually, and under the exterior, he's not as kind of put together and cool as, which is, I'm sure, the case in real life when you see someone who, you know, is on billboards or and that actually, maybe I'm just projecting because it's, I feel like it's what I'd be in that situation. It's like they're like a swan, you know, under the water.
Yes.
Like, but it's really fun. I love doing it.
You're made. For comedy,
that's really kind.
No, but
you know,
you are brilliant at what you do. But I just want to see you doing more comedy. You're not going to say whatever it is you're doing next.
I can't say it's comedy.
I can't say
it's comedy. Yeah.
Is this the beard?
The beard thing is
the beard
comedy.
Thing is
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And also, I have shot a rom com. I think that they're sometimes funny about the titles. When last I checked. It was called Picture This, but it's a very exciting cast. Simone Ashley from Bridgerton's the lead. Lots of lovely people. Cindy V, Phil Dunster.
Phil's, isn't he lovely?
He's great. He's a good friend. Yeah, and that's coming out next year at some point.
That's not the bearded one.
That's not the bearded one. No beard. Oh, where am I? Yeah, I'm not.
No beard
on that one.
Okay, but no, the comedy beard.
But yeah, no comedy
this
beard.
This is no.
Yeah.
Okay, but so there's also the other comedy.
Yeah.
With the beard.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. Word.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things that, yeah. Yeah. So there's some more comedy Nikesh Patel coming soon.
I see you used your whole name.
I know, I'm trying it out now. It feels it's always quite interesting when people refer to themselves in the third person, but I think it's extra insane if you add your surname.
Yes. Are you and your wife going to do any more together? Because after Celebrity Hunted, are you going to do more stuff together?
Oh, I don't know. Certainly not anything as stressful as Celebrity Hunted.
Was it very stressful?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. But also in the making of it, because this is another thing. We took it so seriously. And then you realise afterwards that there were people... Well, it's because we wanted to win. And then there are people that just go on it as a laugh.
James.
James and Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
It's a big decision to say yes to something like that.
Yeah. But then also, I think, you stepping back from, like, getting consumed by it... Also, it's basically like playing a giant game of cat and mouse, but with people that have access to, like, security cameras, blacked-out Land Rovers and stuff.
Did you watch everywhere you were going to see if you've been
there? You definitely have a little, you need a bit of decompression time after doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which they're quite good at providing some support if you just need to talk to someone and go, you know, it was a game.
Oh, I love I love that you're smiling about it all, because I've spoken to other people who've been a part of it and it really stressed them out.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't do it. I'm really glad. I think there's a few things in life, actually, you can say, like, I'm really glad I've done it. Or sometimes you'll see something, like, I'm really glad I've seen that. I don't know, a very stressful horror film. I'm really glad I've seen that. Don't need to see it again.
You've done it. Okay. Yeah. And now you've got the baby.
Yeah.
And you're back there, season two, as we said, on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You're just lovely and a joy.
Oh,
and
that's very kind.
You're always smiling. Every time I've seen I've interviewed you, you smile.
You clearly bring it out of me.
But
because,
you smiled. Celebrity Hunted, you smiled a lot.
During it?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I did.
You do. Maybe. You're a smiler.
I am a smiler. But and also, one thing that Nick and I really took away from that, as much as it was stressful going, like, keep your head down, it might be, is how lovely people were. Because I imagine it's an experience. Well, it's an experience that maybe you get if you're doing, like, a travel show around Britain. But we were doing this quite mad thing where you were spending, like, very short, intense periods of time. And, like, I remember walking I was walking along the canal in Wolverhampton, and I'd chosen the canal because there were no security cameras there. And I bumped into someone who was, like, she was with her grandkids, going, like, what are you doing then? And I said, oh, I'm doing this thing, it's for charity. And she was like, do you need any money? I was like, oh, I can't ask you for money. And before I finished speaking, she was like, here's 20 quid. And obviously, like, me ordinarily would not have taken that money, but playing Nikesh Patel playing Hunted, who had no money in his pockets and might have needed to, you know, yeah.
Well, I hope you wouldn't usually, if you were just walking down the street, stranger's
Thank
money.
You, yeah.
That would come up. Can I have your autograph? Yeah, give me some money.
I feel like that, yeah, people would talk about that in
just a
not
bit.
A good way.
And you're not like that at all. Yeah. No, you're not. You'll give an autograph for free.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, well, and
people,
a selfie.
People want it, sure.
You're so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.